This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program. Victory Monday edition. Coaching carousel spinning. Tennessee winning. I don't know. What else is there? Titans continue to suck.
This was a loss.
Difficult to watch, Chris.
I picked New England for a reason.
You did. You have been good at picking Titans games this year. I'll give you credit for that. For sure.
I mean, yeah, I missed the obvious one, but...
But they play so good as an underdog.
I didn't say they were going to win this week.
No, did you say they were going to win this week?
No.
Okay. No, he picked against them.
Yeah.
Hoping to be wrong. Eliminator. I have improved to 0-3 in NFL Eliminator.
Oh, man.
It's really impressive.
You had a great weekend for...
No, I didn't. I went 0-5 in picks.
You lost NFL Eliminator again for the third to first week.
Yep.
Time.
I think I told you, but then forgot that all the Cowboys receivers were out.
You drew the second best favorite on the show for SEC Survivor. Mm-hmm. And Edo in his last game went out a winner.
Jeray Jenkins.
Late touchdown.
20 seconds to go.
I thought you had it. I really did. I thought you were going to survive.
You know, that's good because that means we get Edo in a bowl game.
Do we, though?
No, he's not coaching.
I didn't think so.
He said he's not going to coach the bowl game?
No, he's already on a plane to, like, Destin or something with his girlfriend.
His last.
He said he wishes the next guy all the luck in the world, but he's taking his money and he's out.
He already did his last. Go Tigers.
Yeah, I got a text from your wife after that LSU touchdown.
Oh, did you?
Saying how excited you were.
Oh, hoping she was
Let's see.
In.
What was the exact text?
I came up off the couch a couple inches.
Nate is way too excited about that LSU touchdown. Celebrating my demise.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
I probably wouldn't have done it as much, except that I knew that I was already safe and it was the final week. So, yeah. I didn't have to worry about tempting
me. Yeah, congrats on the Gators taking care of Florida State.
Did you see that that onside kick attempt by Florida State late?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see this?
No, I was watching the actual football game, Michigan-Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
Was it bad?
I just thought you'd seen the video because it went around Twitter so
fast. No, I didn't see it.
Their kicker, you know how the most likely recovery – well, you saw North Carolina NC State Friday night, right? Or NC State's kicker dinked one. NC State scored two touchdowns in 26 seconds to ruin North Carolina's the end of their season, beat Mack Brown. Yeah. North Carolina was up 10.
Surprised Mack Brown wasn't ready for that.
With less than a minute to go. Oh, they were ready. They just didn't.
Didn't execute.
So the NC State guy, he kicked the ball and just chased it. And just North Carolina guy tried to kind of come and get it early. He touched it, and then it was a mad scramble. The kicker ended up getting it. So this Florida State kicker... They were even talking about before the kick. They're like, these kickers, you know, they work all year for this. This is their moment. So he runs towards the ball like he's going to kick it to his right. Then he veers last second to try and kind of soccer-style whip it back to the left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only problem was when he came over the top of the football to kick it, he almost whiffed it. He nicked ever so slightly the top tip of the football and kept running. He ran about 8 yards before he slowed down and went surrender cobra, kind of had more head in the hands, I guess, than surrender cobra.
Realizing actually. He had missed the ball.
The ball fell off the tee.
Just rolled, like a half roll.
Yeah, it didn't even travel a half yard. It just kind of flopped
off
the tee.
You can't touch it.
Smartly, the Florida players up front were like, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, as no one really knew what to do, and the refs were just standing there, just kind of like, a Florida State guy went over and just picked it up and like handed it to the official, and then they blew it dead and said illegal touching, you know, threw the flag, whatever. Ball didn't go 10 yards.
Florida could have picked it up and run in for a touchdown. What are they doing?
Well, they could have, but he didn't want to risk touching it and getting
hit.
No,
I know,
I mean, the game was over. There was only a few seconds left.
Gotcha.
But it was it's definitely one of those blooper moments for kickers. I mean, it was so bad, Houston, that what's Florida State's coach name?
Norvell?
Yeah. Mike Norvell?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we were talking about Jay earlier. Norvell, yeah. So anyway, Mike Norvell tried to argue that, you know, the kicker, like, purposely didn't try and kick it. The ball fell off the tee, like, in a win situation,
I mean,
because if you don't make it, if you don't touch the ball, if you bail on the kick as it falls off the tee and don't hit it, they can redo it. And the officials,
I mean, it was a smart try by him.
The officials are like, nah, man. He brushed it. It's pretty bad.
Well, you hate to see it.
Championship weekend is set. There's a... not a lot to really be excited about. Western Kentucky, UTSA, 7 o'clock Friday night.
UTSA still undefeated?
No.
No?
They lost.
Oh, no.
I didn't even see that.
No, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I don't even think it was close.
Oh. Who'd they play?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're all
o'clock,
over it.
The big one. 8 o'clock, the big one, at least for Friday. 8 o'clock on ABC, Oregon, Utah. It doesn't really mean anything because we only have a 14 playoff and the Pac-12 played itself out. Saturday, noon, huge game. Baylor, Oklahoma State, potentially for a spot in the playoff for the Cowboys if they can get a win and finish off a 12-1 regular season. 3 o'clock, Utah State at San Diego State. Brady Hoke is 11-1, Houston.
He does understand the current environment. He does want to be your football coach.
Let's bring him back. 4 o'clock, Georgia-Alabama from Atlanta, CBS, of course. At the same time, Houston and Dana Holgorsen, 11-1.
Wow, really?
Yep. Plays Cincinnati, trying to spoil the dream season of the Bearcats. And then 8 o'clock.
And it may not matter.
It might not. It might not. Well, we'll know more at that point.
Yeah.
Because we'll know if Oklahoma State was able to stay at one loss earlier in the day. Houston, Cincinnati's at 4 on ABC. Fox, 8 o'clock, you got Michigan and Iowa.
Have they played already?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll check that.
And then 8 o'clock ABC, you have Pittsburgh and Wake Forest, just like everyone predicted at the beginning of the season.
Yes. Michigan and Iowa have not played, so we get this one for the first time.
12-team playoff would make all these games so much better. It would make the...
Yes.
It would make the Pac-12 game matter because conference champ, and obviously Oregon's in the top 12 already. They'd probably fall out with a loss, or they would fall out with a loss. You got Baylor, Oklahoma State at 7-8. Both would still be in play instead of just one, but the loser could definitely fall out of the top 12. That could be an elimination game. I mean, hell, even if San Diego State was undefeated, not 11-1, even that game could be in play. Obviously, the CBS SEC game wouldn't knock Alabama out if they lose, but it would knock them out of, you know, getting a first round bye and bump them down the board. Houston, Cincinnati obviously would have implications. Iowa could be potentially trying to play their way in by knocking off Michigan, but now it's just spoiler mode. And Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, depending on what the conference champion kind of look would be, that could be a spot for. I mean, for think about it for Wake Forest fans, that one moment in their lifetime where they make the playoffs, the top 12. But no, we wait. See if they ever do that.
What do you guys want for a bowl game?
Anything but the Music City? I don't know why. I just think that's boring.
Gator Bowl.
Something not on.
I'd rather go to Charlotte.
New Year's.
Oh, so it's all about the schedule for you.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I actually want to watch it.
No, you don't. If you wanted to watch it, you'd watch it.
Well, yeah. Not if it's on New Year's.
Why is that?
I'll be attending other events.
Okay, so.
Well, if it's at like noon, though.
I guess I can watch it in the car.
Oh, so you're going to have to be traveling on New Year's.
Yeah, that's why he's. It's not about the other football games for him. It's about his Duke basketball trip.
Yeah. The latest projections, CBS Sports has us in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Charlotte?
NC State, yes. Athlon also has that projection. Sports Illustrated, the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl against North Carolina. Can we stop Ty Chandler?
Sam Howell. The guy we got in line transferred away, and the guy we sold him was too short.
Right. And then Action Network, Sporting News, and College Football News all project Tennessee in the Music City Bowl against PJ Fleck and Minnesota. Minnesota is now 7-4. It's also worth noting that Penn State has been heavily connected to the Music City Bowl, so it could be either of those teams. Mm. Don't know. I guess I'd rather play Minnesota. I really don't know.
What is your bowl philosophy on what you want in an opponent? Do you want an opponent that's easy to beat?
Yes.
Do you want an opponent that is more of a household name, so you get more credit if you beat them, or do you want a tougher opponent?
Well, number one, I want an opponent we can beat.
Okay,
that's number one.
When the bowl game, all right?
After that, if I know we're going to win, yeah, give me the biggest name possible. Biggest brand name. So, yes, Penn State over NC State or Minnesota.
The Gator Bowl is at 11 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Do we like that? Be the only game.
11 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Surely not.
Yeah.
Local? Or is that Central? So noon?
Yeah.
11 a.m.
Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, it's 11 a.m. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, why not? We practice in the mornings. We'd be ready for it. Okay. I could handle that. It'd be nice kind of wake up, watch the game, you know. What game is that?
The Gator Bowl. The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
What game was Pruitt in? Was that not the Tax Slayer Bowl? That was a night game. They moving times around, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Strength. Music City Bowl is on December 30th at 3.
That's the one Davey wants.
Or the Texas Bowl.
Or the Mayo Bowl.
Are we even in the running for the Texas Bowl?
The Duke's Mayo Bowl is December 30th at 11:30.
I don't know.
That is a.m.?
Yeah, people got to – I mean, that's like
– there are 13 bowl-eligible SEC teams.
Yeah, sorry, Vandy. Didn't make it.
ESPN has us playing Miami or Virginia in Charlotte.
I don't think we'll get a Florida Bowl.
Why is that?
Pecking order.
But at some point, the bowls get to choose, and I think they'd want a Tennessee team that would travel over some other teams that wouldn't. Like, whatever the bowl game is, Tennessee's going to take more fans than Kentucky, right? Maybe. No, I mean, if it's the Music City Bowl, that's the closest for Kentucky, but, I mean, we'd pack that bad boy out.
Whoever gets Kentucky's probably like, gonna be piss.
Yeah.
Golly, Kentucky. All right. Whatever.
Travis says that Penn State is one of the only Big Ten teams we've played but not beaten in a bowl game. It would be nice to beat James Franklin in Nashville. Like, that'd be kind of cool. Don't get me wrong. Just give me my opponent. We'll be ready.
Here are the teams that have a better record than us. Georgia, obviously. It's still a lot of it depends on what happens in the SEC championship game with Bama.
Yeah, that bumps everybody up
because
Bama winning.
If Bama loses, they will be in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
And if they
bump Ole Miss down.
Yeah.
If they win, Ole Miss will be in the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas's got a better record. A&M has a better record. Kentucky has a better record. We're tied with Mississippi State.
I'm just saying, if bowls had a choice, they're taking us over Mississippi State.
A lot of times they'll split kind of regionally. Like ESPN has Mississippi State in like the Texas Bowl, for example.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or Auburn. Like, they're going to take a West team for those games.
Right, right.
They'll try and take East teams for some others.
Nope, just give me the opponent. We'll be ready. I'm not too worried about it.
More Hour 3 coming back at you next. Hour 3 continues here on 3 and Out.
A couple of housekeeping notes. Uh-huh. Jerome Carvin has announced he will return next year to be a senior. What?
Where would he go? I guess the portal?
He had a pretty good year.
Okay.
He could try his luck with the NFL. He was like our only player that didn't give up a sack all season. I'd say he'd have a chance. Hendon Hooker still mulling over his decision, although he did elect not to go through Senior Day festivities, and we await his decision.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that changes things in a big way if he elects to come back, don't you think? And lastly, Friday afternoon, Tyon Evans announced he was entering the transfer portal. Anyone see that one coming?
No.
Apparently, though, I
did only expect him to be here 1 year whenever we were told we had him.
Why is that?
Just didn't see him announcing a transfer portal decision like before the last game of the season. That was odd. But once all the information...
I mean, I thought he'd give it a go in the NFL, but you got to play. You got to put some stuff on tape.
Yeah, I mean, once the information came out that, you know...
Grades might be an issue.
He might not be, you know, able to play here in the future.
Right.
Made a little more sense.
Where does he end up?
I have no idea.
South Carolina.
What? Why?
He's going, like, he's from South Carolina. He says that he wants to be closer to back home. Is Shane Beamer taking him?
Well, that'd be funny feeling, wouldn't it? I guess I know he transferred JUCO, but does he still have the one-time transfer D1 to D1? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know any of these rules. I feel like
he won't be listed as a grad transfer. I know that much.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Yeah. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that though. Apparently, Eric Gray is on pace to graduate from Oklahoma in December, and some have said that there is a chance he grad transfers back to Tennessee for his graduate senior season.
That's weird.
For free this time?
I'll leave that hanging in the air. I don't have an answer. I do know that freshman running back for Tennessee, Jalen Wright, had more yards and more touchdowns than Eric Gray did this year. Eric Gray also a very costly muff punt late against Oklahoma State to lose the Sooners bedlam. That said,
it was bedlam. His muff punt created.
No, we all got the attempt at a joke. It just wasn't very good.
It wasn't a joke. It was just stating the reality of the situation. Do you know what bedlam means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Chaos.
A scene of uproar and confusion.
Chaos. Thank you for literally nothing at all.
Appreciate there were two muff punts in that one. Oklahoma scored off a muff punt as well.
Are you done now?
Just recapping the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's exactly what we were trying to do there. It's great.
Please continue.
I was trying. Thank you. I would take Eric Gray back. You can try to earn
that easy, huh?
You can sure. As a grad transfer, that'd be great. Went to Oklahoma, didn't work out. Got his degree, come get another one. It would be best for all parties. He'd have to earn it. Can't hand him the starting job. He did not have a good year at Oklahoma. I think over the last five games, he had like 13 carries for 57 yards or something. They just had, he was like our best running back, and he went there and just stunk. How did he even beat out Ty Chandler? I'll never understand it. Never understand it.
Kennedy Brooks was their lead back.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Let's see here. Anything we missed? I feel like there was so much that happened yesterday.
Well, I mean, not yesterday. We didn't really talk about, you know, Davies, you know, we Lord and Savior Mike Leach losing to Lane Kiffin on Thursday.
Well, they pulled the old cramp plan and...
Okay, that was early in the game. Like they didn't,
no, they did it late, too, and...
No, I'm just
Mississippi
saying,
State
that dropped
three straight touchdowns.
That one drive you guys are talking about being like the difference in the game. Like Ole Miss dominated the football game. I mean, I just think Lane Kiffin deserves some credit.
Maybe. Well, he absolutely deserves credit. That's Ole Miss's first 10-win season in the regular season in school history. He's year two. Yeah, I mean, he's done an amazing job.
And I think
I mean, he faked injuries all his way there, but he did it.
Well, that's what people do to them, so that's what they started doing. It's a great it's a good
We don't do that.
We absolutely do.
Not to the degree they do it.
Somebody sent out a signal and two of our guys went down like they've been shot by a sniper.
We were trying to sub in to get guys more reps against South Alabama. It's not like we was like, "Oh, we might lose the game if we don't do this." That's why we get people quote unquote hurt during extra points because we have class. Do you disagree?
I think it's a don't worry about him.
He's an idiot. I'm not worried about him.
It's actually a good sign that, you know, Ole Miss's road game at Tennessee was one of their like toughest stumbling blocks. You know, they had to kind of gut that one out.
Yeah, they had to have the refs take a touchdown off the board for
it's
us.
True. And you know, they had to have some crazy stuff happen just to win that one.
Like the faking of the injuries. Crazy.
I mean, I'm hoping we have a second year our new coach like Ole Miss did this year.
What did they go last year? What was their record last year?
Well, it was the weird season.
Weren't they 500? Maybe a game above it?
I don't even know how many games they played.
10.
Did they?
Well, then they would have got a bowl game. I can't remember who they played in the bowl game.
So were they 6-5 when it was all said and done? I don't know.
I'll look that up.
Shouldn't Lane Kiffin be on everybody's hot board? Why is Lane Kiffin not on the Oklahoma hot board?
He was on the one I read.
Okay.
They were 5-5 and then beat Indiana 26-20.
Okay. So 6-5.
Actually, they might have had a game canceled and not rescheduled. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, they had their Texas A&M game last year got canceled. So they did go 5-5.
All right.
Wins over Kentucky, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Indiana. They got their quarterback back.
Yeah.
We might get ours back.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
They went 10-2. I've been saying that 10-2 is not out of the realm of possibility for next year. Florida's going to have a new coach. LSU's going to have a new coach. You get Florida at home.
We might have a new coach.
That's
might be Lane Kiffin. I
said going to.
Tennessee going to be picked second in the East next year? Media days?
Ooh.
Once all this shakes out.
Probably third.
If behind who?
Georgia and Florida.
I thought you were gonna say Kentucky be picked second.
I don't think they'll get that big of a jump right out of the gate. If he crushed it in recruiting, but are they we'll look at the transfer portal and all that stuff. Depends on who all they lose, how many guys go pro early, how many guys.
Heupel is 4-4 in the league.
Like I know.
Kiffin, 5-5 in the league. The COVID year.
Well, 4-5. The game got canceled and they beat Indiana.
I thought you said he was 6-5 at the end of the year.
No, I said a game got canceled.
Oh,
they were 4-5 in the regular season.
Okay. Nick Sheridan got fired at Indiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame.
I think they went 2-10 this year.
Yeah, they did not have a good season. They locked down what's his name? Tom
Allen.
Tom Allen. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Tim.
No, very different Allens. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hate it for Sheridan. Bright young coach, bright future. Made the scapegoat. Maybe he'll be Josh Heupel 2.0 down the road. Kid's got, minus the national championship at quarterback thing. He did not do that. Oh, gosh.
You ready?
No.
Oh, yeah, it is that time.
No.
You and Texas A&M, Hickman and South Carolina were the big losers this week. You know, Davey, did we get the save picks correct?
I don't think I haven't checked that,
I believe
actually.
We did.
Really?
Georgia biggest blowout. Will Rogers leading passer. That's the one I'm not 100% sure on, but I think he edged out somebody by 20
yards or so. I'll pull that up during the break.
And Tyler Beatty, leading rusher.
Who did I take? Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Did I take Tyon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
Can I get a redo?
You had as many yards as he did.
That's true.
Wait, you took Tyon? You said that, and I heard Jabari Smart. You took Tyon Evans?
I'm pretty sure.
He thought he was going to play.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I thought you took Jabari Smart.
Don't you write these down? Is your computer still up, booting up from hour
no,
one?
No, it's been fine. I just got to go to the right page.
Just do it during the break, man.
You took Jabari Smart, Adam.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right.
At least you had a 100-yard rusher.
Yeah.
Tyler Beatty had 41 carries for 219. Poor kid. I mean, they just... Yeah, Bryce Young was 317. That was short of Will Rogers and his 336. Chris Rodriguez had 121 rushing.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So, there you go. All right, we'll draw them out next. The last two punishments of SEC Survivor 2021. It's that time of the day of the week. It's the final time this football season. SEC punishment draws. Chris had A&M. About a touchdown favorite. Didn't get it done. Edo. He's always best bet. If you could convince Edo that he's going to get fired if he doesn't win. If you could, like in Remember the Titans, be like, Coach O, if you lose a game, you're getting fired. Yeah, that cat would go undefeated every year.
Oh, Tiger.
Hickman drew the magical Shane Beamer, and those beans didn't sprout. 30-0.
It helped Josh Heupel, though, winning his first year Power 5 coach.
It so did. It did.
Really took one for the team.
Yeah. Hype going to get any Coach of the Year love, SEC?
I mean, he'll get some love, but he won't win.
He's not going to win it.
Kirby Smart will win it. Maybe Lane Kiffin. I don't know.
What about Sam Pittman?
No.
Sneaky good.
No.
They covered against Missouri.
Yeah, after Eli put his foot in his mouth. I don't even remember the last time they beat us. Moron. What was that receiver's name that committed to them, the five-star? Did he decommit over the weekend? Or was that Oklahoma that lost a five-star
receiver?
Oklahoma
lost a five-star receiver, four-star running back, and as of an hour ago, they just lost a four-star linebacker.
A linebacker.
Mm-hmm. We did offer him. So,
well, let's go.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Please.
Speaking of let's go, quit stalling. Hit the music, Davey.
Who, me? I was waiting on him to hit the music.
Got some good ones left on the. You got your veto left, right? So if you don't like the first
no,
one.
No, he's already used his veto on chest wax.
I never drew it.
Yeah, he never drew it.
Did you draw it?
I drew leg wax and I vetoed.
When was the last time you didn't have a punishment, Chris?
About a month ago.
The bye week?
Week 8, you had a punishment. Week 9, you did condiment suicide water. Week 10, you did shot collar trivia. That was after you had a redraw and you still lost. Week 11, you had the warhead challenge. And then last week, you had the sardine sliders. And then we'll see what you get this week.
This is 6 in a row?
5, I think.
This is 5.
This will be 5.
Are you sure? Did you not just read 5 things? Talk about a heater.
Yeah. Smoking hot.
Yeah.
No, this is 5 in a row.
Oh, okay.
Is he first or second? We figured that out. Who drew the helmet first?
I think Chris did.
No, I thought Davey drew first.
Yeah.
He drew Florida.
Then, yeah.
Hickman's, he's been safe the last couple weeks, right?
I don't think I've had a punishment in like 3 weeks.
Well, welcome back to the challenge, boy.
Have you used your veto? Yes, you have.
Yeah. He had death by ping pong week 9.
That was his last punishment. Did he veto something? Or did we let him switch?
We let him switch. I don't think he vetoed.
Here you go.
We did the fan vote.
All right, Hickman. Hand. Helmet.
He's done ping pong twice.
I kind of want to do pig's feet just to show up crass and eat them like a man. Lions.
Lions. Ooh. 1 1/2 cup nacho cheese. Warm, of course. I was kind of hoping for that one for myself.
You can veto.
Yeah, you want
1 1/2 cups.
If you veto, you're risking getting chest wax, pig feet.
I don't even have chest hair.
Pickled eggs, raw eggs.
Raw eggs.
How would that work if I drew chest wax? Because no chest hair.
You got to have hair to.
I guess we'd have to rewax your legs.
I was squatting down the other day in sweatpants, and I was a little sweaty because I was at work, and I was like, damn, my legs itch right now. I'll stick with the cheese.
All right. Cheese it is. There are worse ones. Chris, hand in the box.
The Raiders.
We had that one?
Yes. I don't think so.
Oh, you lucky dog.
What is it?
It's the mouth challenge.
Oh.
That's easy.
All right.
Avoided chest wax another year.
You're going to veto it anyway.
I know.
I mean, you could have gone chest wax the pig's feet. That would have
been. Oh, the people are sick.
The odds of that.
Chad said, I hope he draws pig's feet, gets scared, vetoes it, and then draws chest wax. Well, let's see. Had I vetoed the mouth challenge, which would be the dumbest move in the history of this game, what would I have gotten? Giants. I think we already had that one, right? What's that one? Well, let me make sure I wasn't. I had that one before. Bucks. Anyone have the Bucks?
Isn't that the dress up? Is like a pirate?
It is, yeah. So that's what I would have had. So take that, people. Wasn't going to have pig's feet, eggs, nothing. I was safe. Just we had to come in and do Crocodile Dundee. Something like that. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Not so bad. Hickman's worse than mine.
Yep.
Do we have any of those left, by the way?
What?
The little mouth thing?
There should be some in there. Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. Want to be able to, you know, make sure I can do my punishment properly.
Draw the team that put you out in SEC or NFL Eliminator.
Anybody else get eliminated or three of us still rolling?
Nate, you had Buffalo. Adam had Tampa. Thank you, Tom Brady.
That was close.
New England was who I had.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really glad the Colts lost. They had a chance there at the end.
They had a really good chance.
Yep.
But second half.
I thought that kickoff return was getting taken back.
I did too. I was kind of hoping for it. I don't think the Titans are going to win the one seed. I think they're in big trouble even if they make the playoffs. Now, maybe if Henry comes back and AJ comes back and Julio gets healthy.
So you're saying you'd rather the Colts take their spot?
No, I'm just saying, like, at this point, I'm almost watching the season as if, like, the Titans, like, they've got to fix their own problems before they can worry about anybody else.
Okay, but if New England, if the Indianapolis Colts had won that game, you realize like that would be extremely problematic for the Titans. I get
they have a lot of other problems right now, is what I'm saying. Like I hope they can win another game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're saying you'd rather just get it over with quicker?
I didn't say that at all. I just said like that. Like, wishing anything and everything on other teams at this point, like, it might help, it might not, but, like, the Titans are kind of a wreck right now. It's not, I mean, I don't, I saw some people finally starting to say, like, what's up with the training staff? I don't know if this is a training staff issue, a strength and conditioning thing, but it is, I mean, they broke the record for a season in week 9.
I'm not, no, it came this week was when they technically broke it.
I thought they broke it last week.
No, they tied it last week. Broke it this week. But still, I mean, the Colts have Cardinals left, the Patriots left. They lose those two, and the Titans, if they can get healthy after the bye, we can get some of those guys back. I mean, if they can get back to the roster,
A.J. Brown's not going to be back until at least 2 games after the bye week.
One game after the bye. He'll miss the Jags game and come back for the game before that.
I thought he was going to miss that.
They put him on before this week, so he missed the Patriots game.
But he has to miss 3 games.
No, he has to miss 3 weeks.
Are you sure? Because everything I read said three games because it's 4 weeks.
It's a three-week short-term IR.
Okay. I read it was three games. Maybe they hadn't looked at the schedule and realized the bye week was in there.
I mean, if they can get back to their roster going into the Rams game, I think they can at least hold on.
I admire your optimism. That's all.
All right. Final segment of the program. Coming back at you next. David just read off the rest of the Titans schedule, and my first thought is, man, there's a lot of games left in the NFL this year.
Shouts out to the extra game.
That one extra game makes the season feel so much longer. Like, we're done with college football, and I feel like read off half the
league. Six more weeks of regular season NFL football.
That just feels so much longer. I don't know. Okay.
But I did the math. The Titans currently sit at 8-4.
Okay.
And the Colts are at 6-6. Mm-hmm. They both still have their bye week ahead. If the Titans win one more game or win two more games, and the Colts only lose one, the Titans will get the division.
Okay.
I would have both teams at 10-6. Sorry, that's no longer the case. They'd have to get to. I forgot.
11 and
yeah, they'd
7?
Have to get to 11.
That's three wins for the Titans. Or is 10-7 good enough?
No.
10-7.
Yeah.
That's
because the Colts are 6-6, so if they lose one more, they would then be 10-7. So yeah, 10-7. If Titans get to 10-7, they win the AFC South.
They get 2-3 in the last five games and 6 weeks with a bye.
With one Colts loss.
Right.
And the Colts still have Patriots, Cardinals,
loss.
Raiders.
Loss.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And the Texans and the Jags. They both have them, but so do the Titans.
Who plays tonight?
49ers. No.
And,
Oh, gosh.
Well, careful. Football team.
Football team.
And Seahawks.
Yeah.
And Seahawks. Okay. The AFC East has gotten really interesting as the Pats have been on a heater. They're now leading it at 8-4. Bills did win, but they don't look right. They're 7-4.
Yeah, weak division.
AFC North. You got the Ravens at 8-3, who gutted one out last night against the Browns, who are now 6-6. The Bengals are coming on strong. They're at 7-4, only a game back. Steelers 5-5-1. I guess still technically kind of in it.
Shouts out to that one, though.
AFC South, Dave just mentioned, Titans are 8-4, Colts 6-6. AFC West, Chiefs are 7-4, Chargers 6-5, Broncos 6-5, Raiders 6-5. How about the Bears getting that big win over the Lions on Thanksgiving Day?
Thought the Lions might get it. Alas.
Bad.
Andy Dalton said, not so fast.
Lions now 0-10-1. Bears are 4-7. Vikings are 5-6. Packers are leading that division. And
got to watch out for the toe.
Only a half game back for the entire NFC. Yeah, 9-3. Yeah, Rodgers mentioned he might have surgery, but if he does.
Still won't miss time.
Yeah. They got the bye week coming up. The Cowboys lost. They're now 7-4. Eagles are 5-7. Football team 4-6. Giants 4-7. NFC South, Hickman's Tampa Bay Bucks are now 8-3 after a close win over the Colts. Falcons and Saints 5-6. Panthers now 5-7. And in the NFC West, you got the Cardinals at 9-2. And the Rams 7-4. 49ers 6-5. Seahawks 3-7. Cardinals need to get Kyler Murray back.
He'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, I think so. They're off this week.
Yeah, nice little rest week.
Gutted it out. They lost the game. Colt McCoy helped them win a game. Defense might have won one. They had the bye week.
I mean, 2-1 without your star quarterback—that's pretty impressive.
Especially as bad as Colt. Did he start off that game that they won that poorly?
No, that was the one they lost. Yeah,
he was so bad.
The defense kind of won him one. He played well in one. And he played like crap in the
lost. Yeah, against the 49ers, he had one touchdown, 250 yards.
Speaking of the 49ers, how about the dog, Jawan Jennings? Mm-hmm. Two touchdowns yesterday as the Niners beat the Vikings. That was exciting. That was a good football game.
Debo Samuel got me a bunch of points. Behind
the guard on a very critical goal line play. It's easy to get confused down there. Mm. Crowd noise and whatnot.
Some good trickery, though. Has anybody ever thought about doing that?
Line up behind the guard.
Direct snap to the running back.
It's pretty smart. I like that.
Wait, I thought Juwan had two touchdowns. Was it just one? Did they call one back?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw he'd gone off. I didn't actually watch it, see it live.
I wonder if they called one back.
Mm. Reviewed it or something, or penalty, I guess.
Maybe. I guess it was only one. Yeah, he caught like a fade route. Maybe they said he was out of bounds. It looked like a touchdown to me. But yeah, he did have a 3-yard pass from Jimmy G in the second quarter with 18 seconds to go before halftime on a 15-play, 85-yard, 8-minute and 20-second drive. Mm. Nice job by the Niners.
Debo Samuel only had one reception, but he did have six carries and was able to get two touchdowns out of that.
Yeah, he got hurt. They said a groin injury on a little end-around they were trying. That play had worked like a charm the first couple times they ran it. They tried it again, and he just kind of went down before contact and then got hit. And I don't think he returned. He might have come back in for a play or two, but he was not the same.
I had enough free agent dollars to buy Dontrell Hilliard this past week. Davey talked me down. I changed my bid, lost him. 12 carries, 131, and a touchdown.
Do you see a 68-yard breakaway?
No, thank God. Might have broke the television.
He had another. Him and Deontay Foreman both had fumbles. But Titans now 9 turnovers the last 2 games, 0 takeaways.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook both got hurt.
Cam Newton got benched.
But he'll be back as the starter next week. Cream at rule.
Was he 5 of 21? They scored a touchdown early, and his offensive lineman carried him into the end zone.
Yeah, is Cam Newton the type of quarterback at this stage of his career where, like, yeah, he might be better than your best option at the moment, but he's still not really your best ever option to, like?
Well, when he came back in, it was like he was still so new. Teams weren't, you know what I mean? Like, you hadn't prepped for Cam Newton. And now that it's like, oh, yeah, we remember now. He can only do this, and now teams apparently can.
I mean, he looked good last year for the Patriots in the first 2 weeks of the season. And after that, terrible.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, pretty good player, though. Got to give him credit.
I was
very skeptical of the pick, and he's just gotten better each and every week.
System quarterback.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
So everyone in that system is a system quarterback?
No, that myth has been debunked. Tom Brady's not a system quarterback. Mac Jones, however, probably is.
Can we just say maybe it's a good system for quarterbacks, but not necessarily?
I'll admit, as much as I hate to say this, I am very impressed with Mac Jones and the New England Patriots.
Kind of have to be at this point. Mm-hmm. Figured they'd take some lumps early as they're kind of getting him involved, but now – yeah, they're running the football really, really well. And
next Monday Night Football matchup next week will be a very telling game. Bills-Patriots.
At this point, like, life on the line. Who are you taking?
Patriots?
Yeah, you have to. You can't trust the Bills right now.
The Bills, they could also come out and beat them by 40.
They have so much firepower, but their defense has kind of disappeared. And Josh Allen, like, every other week has a game where it's like, did you get off the bus, bro? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't terrible this weekend, but he wasn't what you'd expect.
You might need to be rethinking who your best or your favorite player is after Tom Brady retires, Adam.
And he was still good. It was just those two picks early just didn't make a lot of sense.
This is a senior slump, junior slump. He'll be fine.
He didn't do well his first 2 years. He had a magical third year and coming back down to earth a little bit this year.
I mean, he's still really good. I mean, he's 23 of 28. He threw two picks, but, I mean, you think about that. Only 3 balls hit the ground. He threw 4 touchdowns.
If they get it figured out, they're winning the Super Bowl. That's all I'm going to say.
They're probably the most talented team right now. It's just weird how enigmatic they are week to week. I can't figure the Bills out, as my NFL Eliminator picks would suggest.
Saints have no offense.
No, yeah, they were bad. Their defense has been pretty good all year, though, the Saints.
Monday Night Football tonight. When do we get a basketball game? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. 7.
The Blue Hose.
Presbyterian.
All right. Can't wait for that one. See the boys.
Optimism Tuesday. Maybe Heupel's going to come out today and set us up for not going to Oklahoma.
The Blitz is next.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and we